Hey y'all, welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Deen today. And I've got my little friend that's gonna be popping in today to show me how she makes her breakfast casserole. I've made many a breakfast casserole, but I don't think I've ever made it Jenna's way. So y'all sit down, grab a cup of coffee, and watch how Jenna does it. Y'all are not gonna believe the guests that I've got in the kitchen with me today. Not only is she young and beautiful, she's also smart, and she can cook, y'all. Like I said, you're not going to believe her story. So I'm so happy that you're here with me today. Her name is Jenna Kennard, and she is an executive chef.
In Fort Worth.
In Fort Worth, mm-hmm. Texas. Jenna's doing the cooking today, y'all. So I'm really looking forward to the dish that she's going to be preparing for us. I heard a little bit about it, but what is it?
Something, it was actually one of the first dishes I ever created. And
really?
It really, and I'm really obsessed with the savory meets sweet side of things.
Uh-huh.
And so
love it.
That's
love
what I'm doing it. For you today.
Good. Well, if I can help you, just let me know.
Absolutely. Right now I've got some sweet potato tots that are working in the oven. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna actually cook off some of the sweet Italian sausage. Gonna cook some bacon and crumble that up too once that's finished.
Okay.
Cooking.
Well, I can help you out with the bacon now if you don't wanna fool with.
Could you help me out with that?
Yeah.
That would be great.
Look how I cook it. In my deep
fryer. Oh, you are not.
I mean, I can have breakfast made for 20 people in just a second.
I
I'm
love
not
it.
Kidding.
I love it.
I am
it.
Not kidding.
Right
it's great.
In the deep fryer.
And you can see Gus. Gus smells some meat already.
He's so ready.
He's going to hang in here with us and just hope we drop something, Jenna. And here comes Max. Good morning.
Is.
So, have you got a name for this dish,
you know,
Jenna, other than good?
You know what? Why don't we just call it good?
Good.
I don't have a name for it.
You don't?
I think good's the perfect name
for it.
Yeah,
good. We'll call it good. look at that.
Oh, my gosh. It's perfect.
I'm going to just...
Oh, that is
look
Paula.
At that. Look at that.
So, now, I'm just going to throw in some onion and get that caramelizing in there.
Okay.
With the fat of this sausage, it's going to be so good.
It is going to be so good. What kind of onions do you use in Texas?
You know, I usually just go for the yellow onion.
Me too.
Tell me about these that y'all have here, though. They're...
Well, now, Vidalia onions grow right down the road in Vidalia, Georgia. And, you know, it's said that they can't produce a Vidalia anywhere but there in that soil. And it's the kind of onion you can go out in the field, peel, and eat it right then.
Really?
So wonderfully sweet and aromatic and just like delicious. There's nothing better than a mayonnaise and onion sandwich.
Oh, gosh.
On good fresh white bread that sticks to the roof of your mouth. You know what I'm talking about?
I've never had one of those.
Oh,
sounds
it's
so good.
So good.
And I'm getting ready. My butter and cream cheese is almost melted all the way down.
What an easy way to make an Alfredo.
I mean, it really is. You just throw it in there. Now I'm about to throw in my Parmesan cheese.
So you don't have to worry about this breaking or anything.
No, you just toss it all in here and, you know, put it on a low simmer and just let it work its magic.
All right, Jenna, I love to see a cook with a utensil in this hand, a utensil in this hand, and you're
it's
just going
dance.
At it.
The dance.
All right,
you work that
so all you have to do is add your milk,
that's right? That's right. Milk.
And if you want to beat while
Thank
I pour,
you. Oh,
I'll...
that's perfect. Perfect.
Try not to make a mess. Do you want all... Oops, I'm making a mess.
Just a little at a time there, and that's... Yeah,
all right,
there
do
we
you
go.
Want the whole
good.
Thing?
Yes, ma'am. Get all that in there. Beat it on up. Look at that. It's just turning into this creamy, delicious.
That's got a pouring spout, but it didn't pour too good, did it?
I actually developed an eating disorder. It ended up consuming my life, though, and I remember one night not being able to sleep and making my way downstairs, turning on the TV, and Paula always had a special that played overnight, and watching her kind of changed everything for me. One day I decided, you know, I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'd had enough, and I was going to get better. I was going to get healthy. And it was the hardest thing I think I had ever had to do, but I believe that God placed Paula in my life as that beacon of hope for me. I'm very grateful for her and so glad to be here.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300. In case y'all have just found us, it's me, Paula, on Positively Paula, and I've got the cutest girl in the kitchen with me today, y'all. Her name is Jenna Kennard. She is making us a dish, y'all. She just made an Alfredo sauce, and she has browned some sweet Italian sausage. Mm-hmm. These sweet potato tots just came out of the oven. They're piping hot. I fried her some bacon in the deep fryer. She saves this recipe for family and friends and people she loves a lot.
I do.
So I can't thank her enough for sharing this recipe with me and my friends today.
I cannot wait for you to try it.
I can't wait.
Uh-huh. We're almost done here.
Okay, well, good.
Yeah.
I'm ready to eat.
I'm just going to take this bacon that you deep fried, and I'm going to crumble
Look, it's like crispy
through and through.
It's so easy to crumble her. Yes.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Don't you love bacon?
How good is that?
Thank you. Whoa, you don't want to let go of it, do you?
It's too good. That's too good, this good.
I was wondering why those eggs were out.
Oh, I'm about to get them going over here. And I just like to put...
So this is a good brunch dish.
Oh, it is. It is. And I love... You know what? Breakfast, brunch are my two favorite meals of the day. Yes, I just... love some good eggs.
And I'm gonna give you, what is it? Who's here? They act like we've got company. All right, I'm gonna give you my grandmother's spatula to flip your eggs with. Jenna, what does that say? L-E-Y-S-E.
1945.
Yes, 2 years. This was made 2 years before I was born.
Oh, my goodness.
And this is the spatula that Grandma used in her restaurant.
Paula,
so if there was a fire, I would grab this.
Oh, my gosh. What an absolute honor. Thank you. So I almost feel like
I get to think about my grandmother every day in her kitchen, pulling those great big hams out of the oven. And she had a cook that worked with her. His name was Sam. Mm. And between the two of them, they were these most fabulous Southern cooks. Isn't the kitchen a great place to make memories?
It really is.
And look back on memories.
These are a little ugly.
No, they're not ugly. I love them. They look like a homemade egg.
I'm gonna go ahead and top this with this creamy Alfredo sauce now, okay? I'm just gonna drizzle it on there.
Look at that, would you?
Let those tater tots just kind of absorb that creamy goodness.
Yes.
And I cooked your eggs how you like them, Paula. We don't have any runny white yolk.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna put those right there. I'm gonna go ahead and just.
Yeah, you still got some run, girl. Look, Michael would love that.
Yeah. get that runny yolk in there.
Yes.
Oh, it's the best. Okay.
Yes. You dip it the way you like
okay.
it.
Okay. Look at that.
That heat from all that stuff will cook those egg whites
yes.
too.
We'll continue.
You see,
cooking.
I'm worried about them.
Here, I'll go ahead.
Okay. Oh my gosh, Jenna. You know, it's one of those dishes.
I'm so
excited. It may not be the most beautiful
no, but it
to
just...
look at, but I can just imagine how wonderful this is.
Blow on, it's pretty hot.
This is a wonderful brunch dish.
It is.
Those sweet potato tots.
Isn't it amazing?
Yum.
That sweetness with the salty, the bacon and sausage, it just...
Look, I'm gonna bust into my yolk. Perfect cooked egg. Okay, Gus, you've been such a good boy.
He has been. Oh, so patient.
Oh gosh, look at that, y'all. The sweet potatoes and the Alfredo sauce. So good, Jenna.
I'm so glad you like it, Paul.
Oh, it's so delicious. So, we have time for another dish, don't we? Have you got something up your sleeve?
Oh, I do.
Don't
You're
leave
decide.
Us. Don't leave us.
If you thought this was good, you're in for a real treat.
Well, what do you think? I would never have thought about putting sweet potatoes in a breakfast casserole, but it really was delicious. But y'all know how I feel about my white potato. I do love it. Just like I love y'all. Bye-bye.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.